Hello, this is Scott Wells with Scott's Podcast on Thursday, June the 30th, and I'm here in Dallas, Texas at the International Brotherhood of Magicians Conventions, and here with my guest today is good friend Simon Lovell.
Hey, Scott, always good to be with you, and hi to everybody who listens to this strange technological stuff.
All 12 people who happen to listen to this thing.
But they're very special people.
Well, but they're quality.
Yes,
quality
exactly.
People. All of you guys, we appreciate all a dozen of you who listen to this. Anyhow, geez, so much stuff, you know, when you and I just sit and chat, and talk, we go on for hours, and it was you who inspired me for doing so many different things, including like the talk show thing that I do at the conventions.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. We had fun on that.
Oh, yeah. I remember we were like someplace, and after a couple hours, you know, this would be kind of good if people actually were listening to what you and I just had to say.
Yeah.
It wasn't we were doing so much tricks. It was just kind of just talking theoretically.
Just chatting.
Stuff. And speaking of chatting, I want to talk, we were just kind of in passing, we've had such little time to talk over here for this convention, about some things that you are consulting on for television shows. I thought it was interesting. I was mentioning that I saw you doing a cameo on a recent television show.
Yeah.
And so tell me something about what you're doing TV-wise, man.
Okay, well, first of all, earlier this year I did a one-hour special for CBC, which is Canadian National Television.
Yeah.
And it's called Don't Get Fooled Again, and it was very successful. It's me doing real cons on real people in the street.
Has it been broadcast?
Yes, it's been broadcast,
okay.
But you can link to it from my website.
Okay.
It's on the ever-intrusive internet.
And your website
is www.simonlovell.com.
Okay.
And also television-wise, the last two seasons, I've been involved with the USA show White Collar, where I do advising, writing, occasional appearances.
Right.
And I'll be making actually some more later on in this season.
Excellent.
And what I do as well for them is if Matt Bomer, who plays Neil Caffrey, con man, or Tim DeKay, or one of the other characters needs some help, say they have to lift a wallet or pick a safe or do some lock picking or whatever, I have to go down to the set. And so I've become really good friends with all of them. It's like a little happy family thing. You know, I've become part of the family now. And
so are they your hands that we're seeing in there sometimes?
Sometimes, but I tell you, Matt Bomer is rabid about learning it properly.
Yeah.
So, for example,
I've noticed when he's kind of picked a cell phone or something or someone's car and he sticks in the pocket.
Yeah, he does it properly with two fingers.
Yes.
And if you remember the episode where he's playing and he beats the game of three card Monty and he turns over, it's the queen, it's got a different colored back.
Right.
That's Matt's hands doing it.
Huh.
I taught him how to do it and he practiced it all night and I think he did it beautifully. But he does it for real on the show.
Now, you've been actually doing consulting for television for years back in the UK.
Oh,
course,
gosh,
even.
Yeah.
So, goes back to, you'll tell me, just a brief history.
I don't know. It goes back to when I was like 20 or something.
Okay.
So, which is a long, long time ago.
That's right. At least 10 years ago.
Yeah. But, and the other thing I've been doing is some more movie acting, which is fun.
Which movies have you done or got coming up?
I did one called Misdirections, where I play a cranky old guy.
The speaking parts and everything.
Oh, no. That's a feature role, lead role.
Wow.
And then I'm also in a lead role in a movie called Hotel Genius, where I play a sociopathic warden of a secret CIA jail who loves to torment the other prisoners and do horrible things.
I can imagine that just looks like you.
Yeah, I always play the bad guy. I don't know why it is.
Sociopath, yeah.
Yeah, and it's all with that, you know, sociopathic voice. You know, like, go to bed, little girl. Time to get your beauty sleep. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
No, that's fun.
And so you were consulting and telling them about not only the con games and everything, because it is in New York City. It's where they...
White Collar's based in New York City,
Right. And this is the third season or fourth season?
Third season now. As we're talking, it's about four episodes into season three, but we're already filming, obviously, episode 12 at the moment.
Right. Now, so this season is not all in the can yet?
No. Okay. It won't finish filming till mid to end of October.
Ah, interesting. Yeah, because I like kind of where they're going right now. They can't kind of get the treasure out of the U.S., you know.
Oh,
and Maz is always working to try to say, okay, come on, Caffrey.
There's a lot of surprises coming up.
Oh, man, cool. Yeah, because they had that sub full of Nazi art and gold. They got to get out. That was, it gives me goosebumps. That's one of my favorite shows.
Oh, cool. And I should also mention, by the way, people are in New York City, and they are of age.
Yeah.
My Off-Broadway show on Saturdays is still running, and that's at 7 o'clock on Saturday nights. Adults only. Strange and unusual hobbies.
And that's located where?
At the Soho Playhouse.
Playhouse.
Van Damme between 6th and Varick.
There we go. Well, we're about out of time over here for this podcast. So for now, this has been
Simon Lovell
and Scott Wells. Scotty out.